You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's check now what's happening with the agricultural weather markets. That with Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the kind of weather producers, especially in the local area, East Central Illinois, might be working under, maybe more likely not working under over the next week or so.
Well, certainly, Todd, following the relatively dry and open weather of the past week, the pattern going forward will trend more active this week as we see two systems move across the Midwest and Delta, one of which is here right in front of us the next couple of days, and another later scheduled for this week. So that'll cause some delays here in planting progress. We do see a period of fair and dry weather after that for a period of time before then another system works its way into the Midwest. So all in all, the pattern of dry weather interspersed by periods of wetness will keep planting progress at a generally steady pace. So, you know, not ideal, but also it's not like you're completely halting things, and it should make for a general steady pace as we go through this middle part of May, or in middle to even latter part of May.
When you look further out, there apparently will be some colder temperatures. How cool, and do we have to worry about anything in Minnesota and the parts of the Dakotas, maybe the great Canadian growing regions?
Yeah, certainly there's going to be a great deal of variability in temperatures. And the one item to watch is this colder period by this weekend into the first part of next week. Temperatures do not look to drop to levels that would be a risk here for any newly emerged corn, but it is certainly something to keep an eye on as we progress towards this cold weather event. We are forecasting temperatures dropping into the 30s, but for there to be really any kind of problematic readings, you'd have to drop into the 20s for numerous hours. And at the present time, the setup does not appear there. But again, we're not that far off, and that's why this warrants close watching going forward. Up north in the areas of Canada, the one item to watch is dryness there. And we saw some heat, and obviously the headlines are with the big wildfire by Fort McMurray. But the prairies, and let alone the fire area, they need precipitation. And while the fire area does not look to receive much here over the next 10 days, there is some dryness in southern Saskatchewan that looks to receive significant precip. So you're not eliminating the dryness in Canada, but certainly there will be some reduction here going forward.
Do we have concerns that the smoke from the fire area will be able to blot out enough of sunlight that it will contribute to lower temperatures across large swaths of the United States or North America?
No, Todd. With the smoke situation, you're dealing with a heavier particulate there, which stays at the lower levels of the atmosphere. And so if when you have rain systems that basically takes out the smoke from the atmosphere, and thus it's not like a seasonal or any kind of climate indication, much different than volcanic ash.
Hey, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Todd.
That's Mark Russo, and he wraps up